Back in Beijing, as you might expect, it's all about the Olympic Games. BBC online sports correspondent Tom Fordyce is saturated with all things Olympic, including your own experience in the water cube when Michael Phelps collected his fourth and fifth golds in Beijing. Tell us, there in the cube, what was the atmosphere like?
It was absolutely fantastic in the cube today. The Chinese have been really into the swimming from the word go. There's a very noisy American contingent in there as well, as you might expect. Michael has now won, as you say, his fourth and fifth golds at these games. And when you're watching this guy go up and down the pool, you get a sense of what he's doing. You get a sense also, perversely, of how hard it is, because we're now seeing him racing tired. He's been racing almost since the start of these Olympics, yet he's still pulling off these incredible performances. And it's fantastic to know that you are watching Olympic history in the making.
All right, Tom, I know you've been blogging a lot about various sporting events at the Games. You've also written about a possible future Olympic event, competitive shopping, which will interest many of us there. You've been to the many of us, in fact, will already qualify. You've been to the official Olympic merchandise store. How'd you do?
Well, this is an interesting place. It depends. If you really like your shopping, then you're probably used to crowds and you're probably used to fighting your way through, getting your elbows out. All that's going on down at the merchandise warehouse at Olympic Green. I'm sure there was probably an Olympics many years ago where all you could buy was maybe a baseball cap or a T-shirt or a little pin of the Olympic badges. Well, those days have long gone. If you want to carry a replica of the Olympic torch and run around your garden pretending that you're a great athlete, you can now do that.
Are these life-size torches? I mean, the real thing?
I would say they're probably three-quarter size. The actual torches themselves are pretty hefty. I think if it was the actual life-size one, it might take up a little bit too much room on the mantelpiece.
How much will an Olympic torch set you back?
It will cost you just shy of $500, I would say.
Did you say $500?
Yeah, $500.
Wow. Could it be worth it if it weren't sort of the actual torch that was carried throughout the world?
Well, personally, I won't get one, I have to be honest. The things that took my interest were slightly more prosaic. So, for example, I'm looking to pick up a nice present for my girlfriend back in London. And what could be better for the person that you love than a official Beijing 2008 portable hard drive? Nothing says I love you like a portable hard drive, some people would argue.
I feel for your girlfriend, Tom. And so how much is that? How much are you dropping for your girlfriend?
Well, the portable hard drive, as you can probably imagine, a lot of portable hard drives are actually made in China. So that comes in at a relatively inflation-busting £68. So double that for US dollars. I mean, that's not too much money at all. The most expensive thing I could find in there was an enormous sort of replica Ming vase covered in Olympic athletes and tumbling gymnasts. This was probably about 3 foot tall. And that was coming in at almost $8,000. So if you were feeling flush and you were looking for something really, really showy, you could pick yourself up one of those. The other thing that I think would be quite nice, if you didn't want a torch and you didn't want a vase, what could be a better piece of memorabilia from an Olympics than a gold medal? Well, you can buy the medals down there. They're not actually gold, unfortunately. They're gold-painted copper. But at only £65, or what would that be, sort of $130. What a bargain, an Olympic medal for $130.
And maybe for another, like, $200, they'd scratch your name on it?
Do you know, I think they probably would. And it also comes in a lovely presentation box. The only thing I couldn't find for it was one of those nice ribbons they generally come with to hang around your neck. And you'd also probably struggle to find a president of a major country to hang it around your neck at the victory ceremony. But hey, you know, we can't have everything.
All right. So aside from the competitive shopping that you've been engaging in, what are you going to be covering for the next couple of days in terms of athletics?
Well, the buzz in Beijing is now all about the men's 100 metres. So the men's 100 metres is always the blue ribbon event at any Olympics. It always has a lot of glamour. It's particularly special this year because the three fastest men who have ever lived are all going to be racing against each other. So that's the American Tyson Gay and the two Jamaicans, Asafa Powell, and then Usain Bolt, who's the young prodigy who is threatening to rip up the record books.
All right. Looking forward to hearing more about it from you and also reading your blog about it. In fact, we should tell our listeners that they can read Tom Fordyce's blog at our website, theworld.org. Tom Fordyce in Beijing, China. Thanks.
My pleasure.